This is St. Louis Public Radio. This May, Jazz St. Louis announced plans for a $10 million renovation of Jazz at the Bistro. It's scheduled to complete renovations in time for its season opening on October the 3rd. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold got a tour from Executive Director Gene Dobbs Bradford before construction was complete.
Gene Dobbs Bradford stands in the middle of a construction site, the soon-to-be-remodeled Jazz at the Bistro. The Bistro's renovations are driven by one idea: accessibility.
It's going to be more welcoming to, all different patrons.
He discussed physical accessibility and the work to improve wheelchair access.
Now we have accessible restrooms, we have an elevator, as I said, we have ramps.
And blurring the boundaries between audience and performer.
All right, so we just stood up on the stage. It's less like a theater and more like a club where people are closer to the stage. That means that all the seats are going to be closer to the action.
Local vocalist Aaron Bodie admits the old stage could be frustratingly small.
That was always a challenge at the Bistro because you have to have the beautiful piano and then you've got your drum kit and there's very little space left for anything else except a bass player and a singer.
Bodie's sitting in the basement of her house in Webster Groves. Behind her, an upright bass lays on its side. She thinks the new space will inspire the St. Louis jazz community.
It's just going to revitalize our motivation and our zest and zeal for making music in Grand Center.
Jazz St. Louis hopes the venue will inspire a zeal for listening as well. Dobbs Bradford hopes to attract new fans with a bar area boasting flat-screen TVs playing performances from the other room. He sees it as bait for people initially focused on drink.
It's very difficult to describe the experience of listening to jazz, so this is going to help us to give people a little taste in a safe environment.
Dobbs Bradford stresses the venue's accessibility for performers like Bodie. The new Bistro holds a green room with space for musicians to relax and even shower after performances. His tour continues.
I'll go upstairs to the offices.
Dobbs Bradford paused at the top of the stairs to survey his new office and point out the open architecture. His excitement to show off the next renovation was almost palpable.
All right, now for my favorite part.
Jazz St. Louis's education wing houses Jazz U. It will have more classroom space, a recording facility, and new equipment for producing and sharing educational materials online. Dobbs Bradford says the center makes jazz accessible to a new generation. Nathan Pence agrees.
Everything that I am today is like as a musician. I definitely owe it to Jazz St. Louis and Jazz U.
Pence is a senior at Bishop DeBerg High School and Jazz U. He's who you hear playing the bass. He plans to record his college audition tapes in the new facility. Really, he's a jazz lifer.
If I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere, like jazz is like, it's always going to be a huge part of my life.
Gene Dobbs Bradford believes jazz is part of everyone in St. Louis.
Jazz came out of the American experience and really represents a lot of aspects of our lives.
He's certain that experience makes jazz accessible to all music listeners.
This is a music for all of us. It's something that people around the world see as America's great contribution to culture.
On Friday, we'll start to see how many people take advantage of the Bistro's new accessibility. Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra will play the grand opening. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.